Please be seated. If you were here last Sunday, you know that I wasn't. As some of you know, Lori and I were attending the SEC Championship game in Atlanta. And whenever one of these events comes up, Lori always questions me about whether we should go or not, whether the expense and the time away is really worth it. I always use the reasoning that you never know how many more times you'll get to go to an Alabama championship, so we've got to go. But alas, in the last few seasons, that excuse seems to be wearing a little thin. Anyway, while we were in Atlanta, we were able to get together with some old friends for dinner. And these particular friends of ours are Jewish. And anytime you know this, that you get together with old friends, you spend a lot of time reminiscing, which is what we did. And in the midst of all that, we started talking about a supper club that we had been a part of together years ago. In that particular year, it was our turn to host the party. So, of course, our house looked as if Christmas had thrown up on it, as our kids used to say. And, you know, our Jewish friends were used to that. We knew they wouldn't be offended by it, but we also wanted to make them feel a part of our celebration. So we asked them to bring their menorah and explain Hanukkah to the group and explain the meaning of the eight candles. And they told the story of the oil that lasted for 8 days and the various traditions that families had when it came to lighting the candles. They prayed the prayers as they lit the candles. But I learned two things that night that really stuck with me. First of all, I learned that Hanukkah is not a major holiday for Jews. We Gentiles just seem to have made it that way since it's so close to Christmas, I guess. But the other thing that I learned that night, and for me was much more meaningful, I never realized that the menorah actually holds 9 candles, not 8. The 9th candle is usually a little bit lower or a little bit higher than the other candles, and it's known as the shamash. It's called the attendant candle. It's the light that is used to light the other lights. Its primary function is to serve. It's meant to serve the other lights. Even after all 8 candles have been lit, it remains burning and is set in its place adjacent to the other lights, just in case one of the candles blows out. And I remember loving that imagery, the light that lights the other lights. And that memory, that imagery, is what brought me to today's gospel lesson and to all of today's text, for that matter. You might feel the same way that I do. I am a little tired of John the Baptist. The whole world is singing fa-la-la-la-la, and for the second week in a row, we get the camel hair wearing, locust-eating prophet who really knows how to woo a crowd by beginning to call them a brood of vipers. Now, I also know that we probably stereotyped him or made a caricature out of him to the point that a little of John goes a long way. But we best not forget that regardless of how we view John, John had a purpose. John had a very important purpose. John, in a very real way, was called to be the shamash, a light to light the others. And despite how weird we've made him out to be, that call to be the shamash, is as good a message for all of us as any for the Advent season. You see, tradition calls this Sunday in Advent Gaudete Sunday, Rejoicing Sunday. That's why we have the pink candle lit. The rose candle, I'm sorry, you're not supposed to call it pink. The rose candle lit. It's a time in the midst of our anticipation of Christ's coming to back off a little from all the gloom and doom of the end of the world and instead focus a little bit on what is to come. And our lectionary readings, to an extent, cooperate because it's out of character for Zephaniah, who's known as one of the gloomiest of Old Testament prophets, to offer this joyful song of promise from our first reading. And you heard the part from Isaiah. Surely it is God who saves me. My strength, my might, my salvation. Sing aloud. Sing with joy. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, well, Paul, old Paul, grumpy old Paul, seems almost giddy. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But then we get to John the Baptist. And that'll bring the mood down. John the Baptist is where I always struggle to find the joy. Brood of vipers, winnowing fork, wrath to come. It doesn't seem to fit, does it? But I've also come to understand that really the only thing all these readings have in common on this particular day are people who are hoping for a better day. And that brings me back to the Shamash. Zephaniah's time, the people of Israel were in exile. And what could be more reassuring than to receive a word that there was a better day coming, that there was a place where they belonged? For Isaiah, a war had probably just ended, and his people were torn apart. Paul is probably in a prison cell when he writes to the Philippians. And the people who were following John longed for a Messiah, a king. And every call to rejoice and every song that was sung took place in spite of the times and because of the promise of a better day. And in each instance, our Advent cast of characters, each one of them was called to be the Shamash, the light that lights the others. And it's here that I think we can find a little bit of ourselves. Because I wonder if Advent, as much as anything else, is a call for us to be the Shamash, a light to light the others, a light the world sorely needs, a light of self-giving and not just self-defense, a light of peacemaking and not of violence, a light of faithfulness and not fear, a light of love, not hate, a light of hope in what can be, a light of gratitude and abundance and thankful living, a light that seeks to be the hands of God in this world, a light that seeks and serves Christ in all persons, a light that does love our neighbor as ourselves, and a light that respects the dignity of every human being. Can you think of anything the world needs right now more than that light? And make no mistake about it, that light can enlighten the world, because that light has changed the world before, and it can do it again. And maybe the times get better. We might think that it's strange that those people of long ago in difficult and dark times chose to sing songs of joy. But the truth is, we're no different. We sing our own songs this time of year, and we sing them in a time and in a world that next generations may refer to as hopeless and threatening. But in spite of that, we sing our joyous songs. Songs about a child and about shepherds and about angels and some people called wise men. All while the world around us seems to be falling apart. They must have been crazy, future generations may think, and maybe they're right, but they will only be part right. They'll only be part right if we'll risk being crazy enough to be the Shamash, the light for another, bringing some joy into troubled times, willing to risk hoping for a better day when it seems so much easier sometimes to hold on to the shadows and darkness that seem to surround us. Be the Shamash. Be the light that lights another. And there is rejoicing in that. There is rejoicing in that despite the times and despite the weight. Because we are not always free to determine what happens to us, but we are always free to choose how we respond to whatever happens. Our scars may be a reminder of where we've been, but they do not dictate where we go. So rejoice. There is always more than what is. There's a world around us longing to be that light, to shine brightly if they only knew how. Be that light that lights the others, proclaiming in your life that we believe what those people of old believed, that we are a people of God, and a beautiful morning awaits us. A wonderful day is coming. We are a people of faith who believe in God's faith in us. And who knows? Maybe that light can shine just a little bit brighter because of you. And we are a people who believe the story has not ended. Crazy enough to think that a new fire lit each day can shine a little more light in our dark world. So sing, shout, rejoice. It's Advent, and the wait has always been worth it. God love you. Amen.